702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
All right, time now to catch up with viral content. Ah, Kabazela.
Ah, good morning to you, Bele. Say it with me, everybody. Always good on a Friday.
Ah, all right,
Boggles,
here we go.
I must just say quickly, that voice note with the skinny jeans comment.
It was never ready.
Yes, hit me on the floor.
You know, at times, I'm meant to be the voice of reason in the morning. I must act my age, but I couldn't resist.
That was very
That's what makes us special, right? We spoke about this and our humor. All right, talk to me. Let's start with a man and his encounter with a squirrel. Why has this gone viral?
Yeah, I swear I could see you doing this if you encounter a bird in your home. So this guy is at home in his home office, and he is on a Zoom call, and I think they're having like a town hall meeting. And he's sitting in his chair behind his desk looking at his computer screen, and the next minute he hears something, and he looks to the left. And then his concentration, you can hear in his voice, starts, you know, swaying, and he's concerned about what he sees. And he sees a little squirrel, a little fluffy squirrel, which is quite cute to some, but others could be, you know, make you jump on your table and scream, just like this guy did. So take a listen to this audio of how he first spots the squirrel, and then he reaches for a baseball bat. But then after he jumps onto the table, he shouts out to his wife to come and help him. And I think her name is Julie. Take a listen to this, Bongles.
And I think for the purposes of, you know, town hall, let's just get in to, let's just get in via like.
Oh my word, listen to those screams.
Oh my gosh, I can completely relate.
But now,
yeah,
I've done a bit of background research on this. This is about the third or fourth encounter this guy's had with this specific squirrel.
Oh no.
It keeps coming through the fireplace and into the home. And, you know, the squirrel then jumped onto his desk and ran around him, around his feet. And I mean, this guy had his baseball bat, but he didn't do anything with the baseball bat, thank God. But the squirrel is still at large. So,
waiting for the next time.
We're waiting for the next encounter.
Oh, I would die. I told you about a recent incident where a bird flew into my bedroom and it got stuck in the window, and I could not be in that room for a few hours until my gardener came to the rescue.
Yeah.
It was in the early hours of a Saturday morning, and it must have been about 6 o'clock. And when I realized, because I woke up to a funny sound, it was obviously flapping, trying to get through where it was trapped. But I didn't run I could not run the risk of the thing flying free. I remember even I left my phone in the room because I left in such a panic. So no.
Yeah.
Not
but coming. I mean, I'm sure we all have that one person. I am the designated spider catcher. So I'll be sitting in the lounge watching TV, and the next minute I'll hear screams, laugh, laugh. And then what do I have to do? I have to go get my little glass, my piece of paper, catch the spider, and then throw it outside to live another day. But yeah, have you got a partner that calls you or screams blue murder when there's something that they don't like and you have to come and sort it out? What is it?
All right. Save me from the birds. Save me from the squirrel.
Babushka! Babushka!
But listen, it's a thing, right? It's a thing. My ex-father-in-law, who's about as, you know, butch as they come, right? A man of men kind of dude, right? Could not deal with rats. He would scream and call his daughters to come and save him from a rat. So it does happen. It does happen to the best of us. All right. Tell me about a husband not happy with his lunchbox.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, on TikTok these days, you'll get a lot of videos that are, when I say fake, they kind of reenacted to represent realities, because when you watch some of them, you can relate to them, right? So there's this video that this family are getting ready to go to work. The lady then has got the little kid by her side in the kitchen, and she prepares the man's lunchbox and she puts it on the table for him. He comes to put the box into his lunch bag, and he sees that it is a Rama tub that she's put the lunch in. And he's like, no, what's going on here? Why are you giving me this? Where's a normal Tupperware? And she says, no, you're not getting any more Tupperware because you always lose the Tupperware. It always goes missing. So now going forward, you're getting the Rama butter tub or margarine tub to put your lunch in. And then next to it was a bottle of All Gold tomato sauce, which contains his orange juice, which is absolutely bizarre. I've never heard anybody repurpose a All Gold bottle to use it as a juice bottle. But yeah, this is what they've done in this video. So I got me thinking about repurposing containers. Do you repurpose
the ice cream container?
The ice cream container is probably the most repurposed item that is in most households. But apart from the butter or the margarine tubs, what else do you repurpose and use? I mean, we keep our Omo washing powder in an ice cream tub.
Yes,
right?
A lot of people do that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So we do that. What is yours? What do you use and repurpose, in the house?
What is the most repurposed item you use for a lunchbox? It could have been once the ice cream container, and it's now a skaftin. What other options? What? A tomato sauce bottle for juice?
Sure. That took the cake for me, geez.
It's rough out there. It's rough out there, Kamaz.
Times are tough. I tell you.